Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I wanted to just share a little bit about a project that United Soybean Board is developing at this time. It's not completed as yet, but wanted to share where we're at on this and the importance and significance of a database being put together to communicate the results of all the different checkoff organizations' results of projects that have been going on for the last 10 years. And for those who aren't familiar with a checkoff, basically every soybean farmer that harvests a bushel of bean contributes half a percent of a cent of the market price of the bushel sold, and that's kind of like a self-imposed voluntary tax that then gets put aside to fund research and marketing for, in this case, soybean, and there are other commodities that do this as well. And these checkoff dollars that come in get evenly split between the national organization, the United Soybean Board here, and then the other half goes to state soybean associations, and it's allocated according to the proportion of their acres. Oops. What does it go into? Here's just a quick schematic of a list of all the different possible projects or areas that funding is utilized for. The one I want to speak to is, according to this database, is the this production research aside from the different communication projects and marketing, etc. And basically in soybean production is kind of split into two pieces of a pie. And that's here as yield, as you would expect, agronomic studies to foster better yield or quality of yield. And then there's the seed quality component of compositional as we get into the introduction of high oleic and low linolenic traits, etc. Then this is where some of these projects fall on the composition side. So right now, where can you get information about soybean production? Anywhere and everywhere. It's kind of fragmented. The fact that if a researcher belongs to obviously a certain institution or organization, he or she will put it on their website or publication or in the past in a extension bulletin, etc. So there's all kinds of sources out there, but it sure be nice if we had one central location or website where one could go to retrieve information about soybean production. Now, granted, this will be just for the time being of checkoff funded, but that does fund a fair amount of production research right now in the United States for soybeans. So it should be fairly comprehensive in that sense. And in light of the session here we're attending today, then we want to make this make sure that this we're contributing to the overall information exchange out there, that what gets done in the university level, say, is getting over to the farm for utilized by our farmers as well as CCAs, consultants, etc. And this just full overall fostering public research that's getting over in the hands of the private researchers, as we heard here last couple of talks, that they have access at least to that information if they so desire to look it up. And more our own directors, farmer directors, are demanding that what are the results of these projects that we've been funding, as they put it. So it's not like we haven't had, USB has not had a site. This is an example of the current site. This soybeancheckoffresearch.org site has been in existence since 2009, but we've recognized a number of deficiencies there, that basically you go to this website and if you want to perhaps peruse a particular topic and find some information about it, here's an example, and you would want to say look at Asian soybean rust, you would have a kind of a what I call a canned keyword search. You come up with a drop-down menu, and you have to choose. And there's some overlap there, and it can be a little confusing. So it sure be nice to have a more up-to-date, modern Google search engine was recognized. And then also the other deficiency is basically when you finally do drill down to find a particular project summary, it only really gives you the overview of the project itself. It tells you what the project's about, and that's it. And so that's been a big drawback of this particular current website or database, is it has limited information about the project related to a certain topic under soybean production. So if someone wanted to find out, well, what do we know about soybean rust, then this is where the current website would not answer that, because it's only limited to just information telling you what the project, how it started. So all kinds of topics under production research, as you can imagine, all kinds of genetic studies, as well as resistance, pest, disease, etc., as well as mentioned the compositional side, and that is quickly becoming a very significant part of soybean production, is quality traits, as mentioned, the oleic, as well as even protein nowadays is becoming more and more of interest. So what I want to do is just real quick show you just a mock-up right now of where we're going, how this will look. This is just purely a mock-up. We're not even in beta stage yet on this, but basically you'd have this would be the database now, which does have a web interface that one could go to, and basically you would come here and you would want to say put in a particular topic here, and you could even spell it wrong as indicated here. Like you do in Google, you can kind of misspell if you want and it'll still correct you. So it's going to be have that modern search engine capability. You put in the topic that you're interested in and you can continue to drill down, unlike the previous one where you're limited on keyword search. And then once you do that, you can locate information either for using a drop-down menu for any particular range of geographic location you're interested in. If you're in, say, Georgia, and you just want only Georgia information, you can do that, or a number of states. I can't really interact here. This is just a screenshot. Or one could also go here to check off organizations and say, well, I'm only interested in what USB's done, or I'd like to see what a number of different state associations. You could key those in and then also expand on that word search if you'd like. And basically what's going to happen is you're going to, once you pick out your topic and your range of years and locations or states, in other words, that it would bring up a listing of projects. Here in the dark blue here would be a name of the project itself. It's kind of what we call parent project. And that may have existed for a number of years. As this, under this heading here, 1247, we utilize our project numbers, would have, sorry, I'm struggling trying to utilize the cursor without zipping through here, is a number of different years where that project has existed, which each and every year may have a little bit different objective to it. They may have updated their objectives, updated their accomplishments under that given year. So one could choose specific year of that study or simply obtain the information from each and every one. Notice over here also gives a quick view of the funding level that was given to that particular project for that year. We get a lot of questions from our project administrators, from state directors, from our former directors asking, well, gee, how much are we funding this area in, say, charcoal rot and soybean? And one could go into this database and basically be able to summarize that kind of information based on states or years to get a grasp on the funding levels as they often require. And again, so you could drill down, here's a number, here's a different kind of a project for charcoal rot. This would be a different one. You can see some have 1 year of study, others have multiple there. And ultimately, if you were to click on the one, say, particular project here, let's say here at the top, this 2015, this would be basically a research that just got underway for the 14-15 year. One could go click on that top there. It would look something akin to this, where it gives a quick overlay of information, details about who's involved, how long is the duration, etc. But then what you really want to do is get down here into the summary. Again, this is a screenshot, so I can't really drill down here, but a summary, and then ultimately we'll have a list of key accomplishments and what we call deliverables. In other words, what are those aspects of that study that one could take and put into, say, farm use or perhaps farm knowledge and perhaps utilize this information for a useful purpose on the farm. that's really kind of an overview of how that will work, much more streamlined than the previous, and hopefully farmer or any user friendly, both for either for researcher, for farmers, or directors, administrators, etc. Then the second piece would be a website itself. Now, whether these will be separate websites, one for the database only, and which is, has kind of a big Excel sheet behind it, and then we talk about information synopsis or summary information. Haven't decided yet if it'll be all on one site or separate and linked to each other. But the intent is that once a project is kind of completed and has a, offered a number of different accomplishments or deliverables, is to take that information and put it in synopsis form, and something we'll be calling full facts under a given topic. And here all I'm showing you is just picking out a Crop and Soils magazine summary article. And I think this is kind of the format we'll likely take to summarize information from a particular project. Is basically, when you think of a Crop and Soils magazine article, you're looking at a one or two page summary of research that was maybe published in a 8, 9, 10 page journal article. Here in this case, you're putting in a very summarized piece with one or two pieces of data that are pertinent and that anyone, a layman to the professional, could perhaps appreciate. And then something more down to the farm level is break that down further to something we're going to call fast facts, is take this information and put it in a very condensed form, even down to half a page. This is kind of a fuzzy piece. I'm sorry. I just took a screenshot from a what's called the SHRE website right now. Iowa Soybean Association has this on for their disease right now, where you can drill down and enter a topic, mainly disease right now, and get a little quick overview of particular soybean disease and pick out a number of different subtopics under that. This will probably be what this fast fact aspect will look like, is that topic will be broken down into very general terms, but still containing the whole point is to utilize the knowledge under what's been given in the project information and put that out there on the website so that one doesn't have to necessarily wait for 4 or 5 years to find out what was gained from a particular project under. And we had a nice discussion earlier with the Applied Soybean business meeting here earlier this morning, and talked about perhaps this is where a lot of public research could be housed and summarized as well, but we're still in discussion on that. So just real quick, summary is basically two pieces to this effort to try to get information out more readily and quickly to all users. Is a database. It's kind of perceive it kind of as a quick encyclopedia, Wikipedia, if you will, for checkoff projects, and then further by a website, which I guess would be more akin to the Wikipedia, where it breaks down technical pieces into bite-sized summaries, both more for researchers, the full facts, and then more for on-farm or layman, the fast facts. So. And if any time remains, I'll be happy to take any questions. Sure, Joe.
Who maintains the database?
Okay, right now it's contracted under the Iowa Soybean Association is actually doing this for us because they have a lot of history doing some of their own work, if you're familiar at all with on-farm network, etc. So we're going to have to look into creating one. We're right now moving all USB database into their, I don't know what you'd call housing, and we'll probably be responsible for that. And we've had issues about confidentiality or what, and we're going to have to rectify that to ensure that if a researcher does not want certain data published at this time, we can be able to control that or hold back if needed.
So they're actually entering in the data, entering in these reports and things.
It sounds laborious, but we're in a information age, and what we're looking at is being able to move electronically USB data that already exists. But as we discussed in our morning meeting, we may have to go back to the researcher and ask to kind of fill in an electronic form. Could you please give us the summary that you wish to portray on the website? That's probably where we're going on that.
Well, the power of the data would really be in this kind of thing, is really the data itself. And
yeah.
Are there any plans at all to somehow develop a central actual database of the plot yields and everything else so that future people could really, you know, access that and get at it? That's really where the power is.
We talked a little bit about that in this morning's meeting in the applied agronomy. Were you there? I don't recall. Yeah. And Seth Nave, among others, was interested. Man, we'd like to be able to take this body of data we developed for this yield max study they've been doing and just have a place to house it. So if others wanted to utilize it or massage it or something, they could. So that's a possibility.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of that, and then also the effort by the societies databases as part of the journal publication.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't it be great to take every one of these talks you hear and have a quick synopsis that you could bring up? It brings up a little bit of intellectual property that has to be ironed out, you know, everybody's permission and so on to show that data that, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to publish this in a year. I don't want to show it right now, which is a little more of an issue on genomics than it is really agronomic studies, people protecting markers, et cetera, but hopefully we can iron that out.
But I understand Joe's point is that the data, the actual data, categorizing that, IPNI funds a lot of research too. And they're interested in making the actual data available. And you hinted that maybe if you're taking some public funding, it's your obligation to not only get it published, but to make the data available in the future so it can.
Yeah, I think the folks that we talked to this morning on the soybean side were eager to see that as that's a great avenue, and they get, you know, some recognition for that for once rather than just showing up on a website. They don't even get little mention, and we're getting past the day of handing out the extension booklets and pamphlets now, and so they need to get duly recognized that this is an article by, you know, Ann Dorrance on this, and it's on the website, and we talked a little bit about that, so that's where we're going.